This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, January 16th. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Chlorpyrifos linked to Parkinson's. IID reacts to Fed's Colorado River options. Cal Recycle pulls SB 54 rules. Farm Aid 2.0 and Democrats warn on Farm Bill. Here's a programming note. Daybreak West will not be published on Monday, January 19th. That's a federal holiday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. UCLA study links chlorpyrifos to Parkinson's. A new UCLA health report is renewing scrutiny of chlorpyrifos after researchers found that long-term exposure to the widely used insecticide more than doubled the risk of developing Parkinson's disease. The study links residential exposure to chlorpyrifos with a 2.5-fold likelihood higher of Parkinson's. Researchers analyzed data from more than 1,600 participants in California using detailed address histories and state pesticide use records to estimate long-term exposure levels. Those with the highest exposure face significantly greater odds of developing the neurological disorder than those with little or no exposure. The authors say the findings add to growing evidence that environmental factors play a major role in Parkinson's and could inform future regulatory and public health decisions in agriculture communities. IID weighs in as post-2026 Colorado River talks move forward. The Imperial Irrigation District says it is closely engaged in the federal process that will determine how the Colorado River is managed after current operating guidelines expire in 2026. It underscores the stakes for Western agriculture and long-term water certainty. The Interior Department last week released a draft environmental impact statement outlining potential frameworks for future river operations, triggering a 45-day public comment period. IID emphasized that the draft is not a policy decision, but an analytical tool designed to evaluate a broad range of alternatives and leave room for negotiated agreements among basin states. IID Board Chair Karen Sol Ingenio said the district is reviewing the document to ensure IID's senior water rights and existing legal agreements are accurately reflected as the process moves forward. Cal Recycle pulls plastic packaging rules to revise. California regulators are hitting pause on implementation rules for the state's sweeping plastics law. The Department of Resources, Recycling, and Recovery has pulled its proposed regulations for the Plastic Pollution Prevention and Packaging Producer Responsibility Act, known as SB 54, to make revisions before resubmitting them to the Office of Administrative Law. Cal Recycle said the move is intended to improve clarity and add concerns raising during public review. Agency officials pointed to the need for additional work on provisions affecting food and agriculture packaging, an area that drew extensive feedback from producers and processors. Cal Recycle said the revisions are aimed at ensuring the rules can be implemented effectively while minimizing unnecessary cost impacts on businesses and consumers. Once revived, the regulations will release another 15-day public comment period. Pulling the rulemaking package does not change statutory deadlines in SB 54, including requirements for significant reductions in plastic packaging and mandates that most packaging be recyclable or compostable by 2032. Supplemental Farm Aid under discussion. Key lawmakers are actively looking at injecting more money into the farm economy, possibly in an upcoming spending measure. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania met this week with Senate Ag Committee Chairman John Bozeman of Arkansas and Senate Ag Appropriations Subcommittee Chair John Hoven to talk about the issue. One source familiar with that meeting Wednesday confirmed that a figure of about $15 billion in additional aid was under discussion, a figure first reported by Politico. Another source describing the meeting as, quote, more an exchange of information on what everyone is hearing from stakeholders and how we ensure administratively and potentially legislatively that adequate support is delivered to farm country in a timely manner. Now take note. Farm groups sent a letter to House and Senate leaders appealing for more assistance. The letter does not suggest a specific amount. In addition to continuing to pursue federal policies to increase long-term domestic demand for U.S. agricultural commodities, we urge Congress to provide immediate economic support to fill in the gap of retaining losses for both field and specialty crop farmers, the letter says. Democrat Craig warns GOP over farm bill poison pills. House Ag's top Democrat Angie Craig of Minnesota says Republicans need to pursue a, quote, clean farm bill or risk problems moving the measure to the House floor. Craig said yesterday potential poison pills include any language saying that federal pesticide law preempts state law liability claims related to label warnings. In addition to making it tough to get support from Democrats, such a provision would put Republicans under, quote, tremendous pressure from the Make America Healthy Again movement if preemption for pesticides is included in their farm bill, Craig told reporters yesterday at a news conference to unveil plans for legislation to provide $29 billion in additional economic aid to struggling farmers. Now, keep in mind, passing a farm bill will be very difficult to do this year, but the debate does give Democrats and Republicans a chance to position themselves for the midterms. Bozeman, farmers need to expand domestic markets. The Senate Ag Chairman says his committee will focus on ways to expand markets for U.S. farmers and reduce the need for government assistance. We're in a really serious problem right now, Bozeman says in a joint AgriPulse Newsmakers interview with the committee's ranking member, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota. If you're planting something, you're probably losing money because of a lack of demand for the product. We don't have the markets that we need. We need to increase our markets overseas, but we also need domestic markets too. Bozeman adds, what we'd like to do is get some experts who can give us some ideas and see if we can make it such that we're not dependent on these government interventions. Klobuchar and Bozeman both say farmers need additional aid to go with the $12 billion the Trump administration has already announced. Craig and Thompson also are on Newsmakers this week from the American Farm Bureau Federation annual meeting in Anaheim, California. Newsmakers will post later today at agripulse.com. Here's today's final word. California's water strategy is working. That's the word of Governor Gavin Newsom, pointing to reservoirs sitting well above average for this time of year and to California's drought-free status as evidence that the state's water investments are paying off. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, January 16th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Nally.